Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 44th International Film Festival of Rotterdam, and I'm joined by actress Muki Sabugal, who is an actress in the film Videophilia and Other Viral Syndromes. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
First off, I'm going to introduce the film a little bit for our viewers. This is a film where a lot happens. You know, it's about the youth culture, and it's about the influx of information. It's about the overload of, you know, the experiences that they can, that are available for them. It's about drugs, sex. It's a lot of things combined, and it's a really exciting film. But I was wondering whether you could say something about the character that you play.
My character is Luz, and she's like lost in the world of images and contemporary reality with a lot of internet, Facebook. You had always a lot of avatars on internet, and you can, well, she or maybe you can't remember who is in reality.
Just a multiple identities that someone can create for themselves, like, and just leads to this confusion, I guess. Would you say that's right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And how did you get involved in the project? How did you the director approach you, and what did you like about it?
Yes, when he told me about the project, first I thought, well, it's a little hard and strong work, but yeah. I understand the character, and I love her. I want to be her.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, it's a really difficult role. It's very tough to play. So did you ever find that there were some moments when you were like, okay, a little frightened in approaching a certain scene, like maybe when she takes drugs and there's a particular scene where she trips and she has this really amazing visual trip, but it's also a really bad trip, and all of these different scenes. Was there a particular moment when it was difficult for you?
Well, in the part of trip, was not well. I act really more than is in the movie. I was like crying, I dancing, I do a lot of things, and after the director decide, I will edit that and do my job.
Right. It's a really physical role.
Well, it was a little difficult, the part of nude, because I and the director, we was a couple, we are, and in the another actor feel like strange, and he told me, I don't know if it's okay, maybe after Juan Daniel will crush me. I don't know. And I said, no, it's our job. You only need to do real life, and I don't know.
No, that's acting, you know, but nevertheless, I can see why that would be very difficult, especially if the director, you know, is and you are a couple. So let's talk about you now. I'm very curious. Tell us a little bit about your acting in general. Do you act for films, theater? Do you have a theater background, maybe? Or what are your influences for wanting to act?
Yeah, well, I acted in six plays, theater, and after I was, I acted on 14 short films, four video clips, two video arts, and I shoot two shorts too, and I want to shoot more.
Yeah.
I like director. And
do you find many similarities between acting for the theater and acting for the camera?
It's really different. It's another world, but I like both.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, I love the magic from cinema. You can transpass the distance and the time. You can never die in one movie. And
right. That's very interesting.
I love that. But in the theater, the energy with real persons in the moment is very cool too.
Nice. And is there anything that you would like to do in the future that particularly interests you? Maybe you have a dream type of character that you would like to act in the future.
Like possession, I think. Yes, I always love the. I don't know why.
Like zombie or something.
No, zombie. Like heart with a lot of drama, cry, or madness.
Great. You're definitely one of those actors that is not afraid to get yourself out of your comfort zone, not afraid of any challenge, or like you're just not afraid of anything.
Yes.
Or almost anything. You can't be, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks very much. It was a great pleasure talking with you, and thanks for making the extra effort to do this interview.
Thank you so much.
And I wish you all the best in your future projects. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.